Today I want to talk to you on knowing God as Father. Knowing God as Father. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4. And I want to read verse 1 and 2. Now I say that as long as he's a child, different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Praise God. So we're looking at knowing God as Father. Knowing God as Father. 1 John chapter 2. I'm reading verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Now, I want you to understand this. When you know God as a Father, it's very important for your spiritual growth. When you know God as a Father, it's very important for your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at it again. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. So, as children of God, knowing God as Father is very important to our spiritual growth. So, we said Father. Let's define our terms. The word Father is from the Greek word pater, P-A-T-E-R. Okay, it means a lot of things, but I want to pick a few. One, it means the founder of a family or tribe. The founder of a family or tribe. Okay, so let's look at that definition of pater. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3, I want to look at verse 14. Are you there? It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Did you see that? I said, did you see that? So, if we're looking at God as Father, we're looking at the fact that we are members of his family. Look at this again. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Say, I'm a member of the family of God. Okay, so we've looked at the first definition. It refers to the founder of a family. Now, the other one I want to take is, it means the someone who has infused his own spirit into others. Someone who has infused his spirit into others. Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Are you there? Hebrews 12. I want to look at verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subject, being subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? Now notice, we've had fathers of our flesh, and now it talks of fathers of our spirit. Now, this means that it is your spirit that is born again. Are you out there? It is your spirit that is born again. Say, it is my spirit that is born again. Now, you need to have that in your heart. It says, unto the Father of spirits. God is not the father of your flesh. He is the father of your spirit. Go to John chapter 3. Let's get that across to you. John chapter 3, John's Gospel, the third chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So being born again is an initiation into the kingdom of God. Are we together? Being born again is an initiation into the kingdom of God. And you need to have that in your heart and in your spirit. Now watch this. He says, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. See? So the day you got born again was the day you entered into the kingdom of God. Are we together? The day you got born again was the day you entered into the kingdom of God. It says, be born of water and of spirit. That water there represents the word of God. Then he says, that which is born of the flesh is what? That which is born of the flesh is what? Is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is what? Is spirit. The Bible calls God the Father, in Hebrews 12 verse 9, the Father of spirits. So God is the Father of your spirit. It is your spirit that got born again, not your body. And until we understand that it's the spirit of man that gets born again, then growing in Christ will be difficult because we don't really know which part we are working on. Are we together? Verse 6 again. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is what? Is spirit. And it calls God the Father of spirits. So when we say somebody is born again, we are saying that their spirit has been reborn with the life of God. Are we together? We said a father is someone who has infused his spirit into others. He has infused his spirit into others. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at this. Go to the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ezekiel 36. Are you there? I'm reading verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit I put within you. So the day you got born again, your spirit was renewed. You have a new spirit. The Bible calls it the washing of regeneration. You have a new spirit. It says, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Are we together? So we said, a father is someone who has infused his spirit into others. So if you are born again, you are after his kind. For instance, we say, like father, like son. You've heard it said, like father, like son. Same way in the realm of the spirit. You are a child of God. And because you are a child of God, you have the life of God in you. Can I get an amen? 1 John 3 verse 1. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. We are children of God. The word sons there in verse 2 and verse 1 is the word technon. It refers to someone you gave birth to. Someone you gave birth to. The Father gave birth to us. I thought I'd get an amen. The Father gave birth to us. Can I get an amen? Yes. You are born of God. You have His life in you. You have His nature in you. Can I get an amen? So, we need to get a hold of this in looking at God as Father, because someone could look at it and say, how do you mean, Pastor? How do you mean, Pastor? Ezekiel 11, verse 19. Ezekiel 11. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. You see that? And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them, and it shall be my people, and I'll be their God. Say, God is my Father. Say it again, say, God is my Father. If you're born again, God is the Father of your spirit. He is the Father of your spirit. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you learning something today? Go back to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and now hears the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it's coming or where it goeth. So is everyone born of the spirit. He's saying that the new birth cannot be explained in human terminology. Just as you cannot explain the wind, where it's coming from and where it's going to. He said you cannot explain the new birth in human terminology. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. Yes, the Spirit in you is born again. And the Spirit in you has the life and nature of God in it. Can I get an amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. I want us to read verse 16. What? Know ye not that that which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? He that is joined unto the Lord is what? 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 says, the Lord is that spirit. It says, the Lord is that spirit. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Now it says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So he has infused his spirit into you. Hallelujah. He has infused his spirit into you. He says he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and where? In your spirit, which are what? Which are God's. So you are no longer your own. God lays claims on you, on your spirit, and on your body.